Rooted is all about the people and the places that make us proud to call our community home. The North Bay Indigenous Friendship Center celebrated its 50th anniversary this past April, marking a milestone of growth, service, and community support since its establishment in 1974. Executive Director Kathy Forden spoke about the center's evolution and the vital role it plays in the lives of Indigenous and non-Indigenous residents of North Bay on an episode of To North Bay with Love, hosted by Lisa Boyvin. We celebrated our 50th anniversary on April 6th at the Best Western. We had a big gala, Forden shared. In 1974, the Friendship Center was established down on 3rd and Castles, just down the street from where we are now at 980 Castles. We have 32 programs and over 56 staff now at the Friendship Center, so we have grown a lot over the years. Forden recalled the center's humble beginnings, explaining that it started at a kitchen table with a small group of community members who saw the need for a gathering place for Indigenous people, particularly those arriving from the James Bay coast. It really was just a garage with a gravel floor, she said of the first location. But over time, the center expanded and eventually moved to its current location on Castles Street, which was a building that started as a church. Over the years, we have added on to it. It is much bigger, and it doesn't look like a church anymore, but it serves its purpose, says Forden. Today, the center has grown to include multiple facilities and programs. We have the house next door at 962 Castles that houses six offices which are our court workers. Our children's mental health and our employment and training, Apatisiwin program to name a few, she says. Then we also have our Suswin village, which is located right across the street, which is a 30-unit transitional housing with residents. And then we also have our alternative secondary school that's located right across from Tim Hortons, which is also on Castles Street. Forden emphasized the importance of sharing their culture with the wider community. A lot of people think that because it's called the Indigenous Friendship Center, it's just for Indigenous people, but it's open for everyone. Learning about someone else's culture is important, especially within the area that we are in. We believe in educating people about who we are and what we have to offer. One of the center's most impactful programs is the Kizai Anishinaabe Neen program, which focuses on preventing violence against Indigenous women and children by promoting healthy relationships and healing for men. It's a program I'm very proud of, said Forden. We work with men who have been through the court system or are struggling with anger issues. Through sweats, healing circles, and one-on-one sessions, they learn to respect women and prevent violence. It's powerful to see the healing that takes place. A key aspect of the center's cultural education is its sweat lodge near Sturgeon Falls. The sweat lodge represents Mother Earth, Forden explained. When you go in, it's warm, and when you come out, it feels like a rebirth. People come for all sorts of reasons, healing, learning, or just to feel connected to their heritage. It's a beautiful part of our culture, and we welcome anyone who wants to learn. The center also hosts medicine walks and educational programs on the land around the Sweat Lodge. They own 208 acres of land before Sturgeon Falls on Riding Stable Road, and the land is used by many programs that run out of the center. We're working on making the area around the lodge a learning space. There's so much out there, plants, animals, and species that hold cultural significance. We want schools and the public to come and learn about that. Language preservation is another important part of the center's mission, especially given the impact of residential schools, which sought to erase Indigenous languages. Forden spoke passionately about the center's language programs. It's very important for me as an Indigenous person to speak our language and pass it down. When you speak Ojibwe or Cree, there's so much meaning in each word, there's a story behind everything. That's something I'm learning with my partner, who speaks Ojibwe fluently. It's a beautiful way of keeping our heritage alive. This year, the center hosted a language conference that attracted over 200 people from all directions, north, south, east, and west. We had speakers from different regions, including Inuit, Cree, and Ojibwe, and people learned languages through art, storytelling, and workshops. It was an amazing event, and we're hoping to make it an annual thing. As the center continues to celebrate its 50th anniversary, Fortin is looking forward to the future and continuing to create a space where people from all walks of life can come together and learn about Indigenous culture. The Friendship Center is not just for Indigenous people, it's a place where anyone can come and learn. We want people to understand who we are and why our culture is so important. If you have a story idea for Rooted, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.